And it's the Holland Christian Community Connection. Once again, joining us this morning is Rod Branson, principal at Rose Park School in Holland Christian Schools. Good morning, Rod. Welcome back again this week. Happy to have you.
Thanks, Dan. Good to be back.
It's springtime. The snow is melting ever so slowly with the 10-foot piles of snow we have out there, but I promise the snow will melt away. With that being said, it's springtime. Things are getting more active, certainly more active in all the schools, including Holland Christian, but we've got some spring events coming up. What are some things you wanted to highlight this morning?
You bet. It is great to see the sunshine and feel some of those warmer temperatures.
It's an understatement of the century, but I say it every day, too.
Staff and students, we are ready for we're ready to move past all of those snow days and disruptions that brought this year. But currently, we've got some good things going on, and we'll have some good things happening here. Currently, we're in the middle of a discovery assessment with our students, and that's one of the assessments that we use to just do a check and see what's our students progressing, how are they learning. And a big thing that we say at Holland Christian is we use those assessments to guide instruction, not as the be-all and end-all, but to guide the instruction. So teachers get that data, they look at how their students are doing, and then make adjustments to instruction and to groupings and what have you to really meet each of those students where they are. Some of that information gets communicated at parent-teacher conferences.
Okay.
We value communication with parents. We talk about a partnership that we're in with parents. And so parent-teacher conferences are coming up here on March 31 and
kids,
April.
Kids, you can hide, you know.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to go hide.
Yeah, I know.
April 1 and April 2, we've got some time set up where we meet almost 100% of our parents, and that's just a really valuable time.
That's great.
For us to meet face-to-face, to talk about the student, not only their academic growth, their spiritual growth, mm-hmm. just their overall as a whole child, how are they doing? Then, coming up later in April, we've got a 5th, 6th grade fine arts night, and that's when parents and grandparents and friends come in, and we've got a whole series of rooms and events set up for that evening where students are sharing their writing, their poetry,
oh, wow.
stories, music, a whole variety of things that students are sharing out.
So it's kind of a whole showcase where there's different, you know,
exactly.
showings of singing and different
exactly.
things on display. Very,
mm-hmm.
very cool.
Right. And then on April 29, we have a Rose Park, we call it all school program. Actually, it's our young fives through our fourth grade. And we're holding it at Christ Memorial Reformed Church.
Okay.
And that's just a huge communal event where all the students are on stage and they're singing and reciting scripture and just sharing some of the themes and the things that they've learned over the course of the year. Our theme for the year has been Sing Like Never Before, and that's based out of Psalm 103. And that's been really guiding our chapel times, mm-hmm. even in our classrooms. What does it mean as we learn and grow? How can we sing, and not just literally with our voices and with music notes,
yeah.
but sing with our lives? How can we sing like never before? And then, of course, near the end of the spring here, May 8th, is the big Kinder Parade and
yes.
tulip time, and we bring all of our kindergarten through fourth graders out there. Let me rephrase that. We bring all of our first graders through fourth
okay,
graders
gotcha.
Out there and just have a great time walking down the parade route, saying hi to all the guests in Holland at that time. So those are some of the big things coming up.
When I got hired here, still relatively new here, the one thing that they obviously highlighted is how important tulip time is for not only this radio station, but the entire community. And not only that, but how I probably wouldn't sleep at all that week, which I'm sure, even if you're just involved with the parade, I'm
right.
sure there's other things that that Holland Christian Schools is doing with tulip time. So
yep.
it's
yep.
a big time of year as
all
well.
All through the grades. Everybody has something to do, from Dutch dancing to again, the younger students walking in that Thursday parade, and then, of course, the bands
right.
with all the parades. Yeah, big week.
We're speaking with Rod Branson from Rose Park School in Holland Christian Schools. Rod, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.